Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustino. With us, our political observer on a Tuesday morning, Alan Shartok. And Alan, there's another snowstorm on the way.
Yes, David, there is. And we are very concerned about it. You know, it's almost as if Mother Nature is fooling with us. It always happens. People think the winter is calming down, and then it turns out it's not. And sometimes it goes into April. So, you know, you got to be ready now, and this looks like a real stinker coming our way. Everybody has to be prepared. Everybody has to be careful.
Well, and this has been a particularly harsh winter.
Oh, it has. I think we're in the groove now, and sometimes when you get in the groove, it can last for a couple of years. We've been spoiled. No two ways about it. I went around looking for ice melter at several hardware stores, something I could pick up that was not in a 40, 50, or 70-pound bag, and it's just gone.
Well, speaking of the climate, let's turn to Democratic senators who staged an all-night session last night on climate change.
Well, good for them, David. You know, this is not regarded by most people. I saw a poll the other day as being at the top priority of this country. It should be. It should be at the top priority of the world. Because otherwise, we are like a bunch of ostriches putting our heads in the sand. Not that all that much comes of it, especially when you have a House of Representatives with many doubters about climate change. But I think what you have to find here is that these people pull this all-nighter in order to get attention for this crucial, crucial policy, the way that we're behaving. It could be that if we don't change, years later, people are going to look back on this society and say, what a bunch of dopes. They could have gone the other way. They could have saved the world, but they didn't do it.
Let's turn to the Board of Regents, Alan. Today, there's a vote by the legislature to vote on seats held by four incumbent regents. What are you making of this?
Well, nobody really knows what to make of it. The regents are under terrific pressure because of the, quote, rollout of the Common Core. And the way that this has always worked is you have to follow this now. There are more Democrats than there are Republicans. When you add up all the Republicans and all the Democrats in both houses of the legislature, usually the Republicans boycott because they say, hey, we get outvoted. And when you have a bunch of Democrats, then in the end, we have what we call the iron law of oligarchy. Whoever the head of the Democrats is gets to call the shots. Now, that doesn't mean that a Sheldon Silver is going to say, I'm going to pick every one of the regents. It just means he has control over the process. And then people have to come to him and his members have to make the arguments. But right now, you got a whole bunch of Democrats in the Senate, in the Assembly, who are unhappy with the way the regents have behaved. They are in no mood to reelect the people who want to be reelected on the Board of Regents, and that's all we know right now.